That sigh was not part of the of the song. That sigh was my vibe. That was LCD Sound System with a song called Other Voices. Now, interestingly, Other Voices is all in lowercase. Now, I don't want to. I honestly don't. Oh, I've kicked the bin over. Hang on. Not a euphemism. I'm not dead. Still broadcasting. Although I'm absolutely born to broadcast. So I'd probably broadcast from the afterlife, if anything. I'll keep pumping out the jams and the chit chat from beyond the grave. Oh God, I am tired today. I'm very tired. I did a gig last night because I'm a professional stand-up comedian. And it was a benefit gig because I am an angel, and those are the only times at which my profession and my nature intersect is when I can do good with my art. Anyway, I'm fully shagged. I had 3 ice creams yesterday. Anyway, I'm sure we'll get to that. My point is that in around 2002, when I was making it very clear that I was not actually part of the comedy industry, I was my own new, profound, and unique voice. I did a lot of only writing stuff in lowercase. So it's good that that James Murphy's finally caught up to what I was doing in the early 2000s. Come on, Jim Bob. Keep it popping. Keep it popping, keep it fresh. Right, now I've got too many. Well, I haven't now, but I did have. It was cold, right? This morning it was cold. When I looked out my window, I mean, how can you tell from looking? You can tell. Not always, actually, not always. But a lot of the time, when you look out your window, you can get a sense of, hang on, I'm gonna need a hat. But I rode my bike in and I was very tired because I played football yesterday. Oh, God, it was a big day for me yesterday. I played football and I really, I hate to be the one to say it, put a shift in. I really put a shift in. And it was obviously very warm yesterday. I don't know if you remember yesterday, but it was warm as chuff. So the bike riding was tiring. That's the point of that. Is it? Surely not. Surely I had something better planned for the opening bit of chit chat. I put too many clothes on for the bike riding, and then I got here and it was warm. So I'm barefoot broadcasting yet again. It's my favourite way of cooling off. Shoes off. Socks off. Hang on. Sneezing. You are listening to Resonance FM. It is 7:10 in the morning. My name is Daniel Kitson. I am going to play some songs until 9 o'clock. Then I'm going to have a serious think about the way I make my decisions. This is Half Man, Half Biscuit with at last, Paintball's Coming Home.
We don't play guitars.
That's good, isn't it? I have to tighten my microphone. Not a euphemism. Hey, cheeky. You what? Pardon? Who did? That was Chicks on Speed with the song called We Don't Play Guitars. And I listened to that for the first time last night. And I was like, uh-oh. Which is what I say if I'm happy about something, which is very confusing in a restaurant when they put something down. Oh, is this not what you ordered? Yes, it is. I am thrilled. Before that was everyone agrees or everyone thinks? Hang on, let's have a look. Everyone thinks that he looks daft. No, come on, Daniel. Everyone thinks he looks daft by the wedding present. Before that was Half Man, Half Biscuit with Paintball's Coming Home. Let's have a look, shall we? Let's have a look. Yeah, I'm about a third of the way through my coffee. But I'm already perking up. I'm already. I think that even just making it perks me up. You know, it's the ritual, of course, and of course it's the sort of Java vapor that must come out when I grind my beans. What an absolutely repugnant sentence! It's the Java vapor that must come out when I grind my beans. Yuck! I do hope I've not ruined your shreddies. Hey, if there is anyone eating shreddies right now, congratulations for picking a team and sticking with it. I'm allergic to nuts, and there's so little nuts in Crunchy Nut Cornflakes that I can have them. It's fine. I mean, I feel a bit weird afterwards, but I don't go to the emergency room. We don't say that, do we? We say casualty, of course. Oh, language. But I think, I can't think for that long, really, on air, can I? I have to do the thinking off air, and on air you just have to keep feeling the silence, even if it's just with sort of, you know, that sort of noise, breathing and sighing, because then it's, you know, it's intimate and it's real and it's live. But I can't just have a quiet think to myself. Not now. I'll do it in the next jam. I call songs jams. But I wish I didn't call songs jams. I wish I had a pot of jam. I wish I had numerous pots of jam and I ate them secretly whilst the song was playing, and that's why I called songs jams, because I was like, oh, I'll do that in the next jam. And inside my head I'm thinking, which is apricot? Yum, yum, yum. Don't mind apricot jam, okay? I refuse to censor myself. I don't mind apricot jam. Anyway, my point was going to be that somehow just making the coffee starts to perk me up, right? I've not had any coffee and it starts to perk me up. And it's a bit like when you go to the doctor and just being there makes you feel a bit better. I always feel a bit better, like as soon as I walk in and the doctor or she says, you know, how are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm fine now. Can we just hang out? Anyway, so there you go. That was what I decided to say in that bit between songs. I'm going to play some Snapped Ankles. I'm definitely going to play some stuff that I haven't heard before, because I've got to get something out of this, and it sure is sugar, ain't sweet coin. Someone asked me how much I was getting back. So, here we go. Feels slightly like cheating, because no one says grenadine, do they? Like everyone says grenadine, do they? Do they? Or is it me? Am I normalising my own mispronunciation? Grenadine, I say. I don't say grenadine, I say grenadine. And I love me a Shirley Temple. I don't know if you've ever had a Shirley Temple. It would be weird if I did know that. If I had, first it would be weird if there was any way of knowing who was listening to this. And also, don't email in. And don't email the resonance information email and say, I'm listening. Because apparently, I on the first show, I said, I wonder if anyone's listening. And I think three people emailed, and Ed got... I got an email off Ed that said, you should never ask this question. So I'm not asking it. Because I understand why it creates admin. Also, It's desperate. It's pathetic. I don't give a flying chuff bugger. Oh, I mean, you can't say chuff instead of a swear word and then put bugger on the end of it. Can you? Of course you can. Do what I like, I'm a danger dog. Do what I like, I'm a naughty frog. Do what I like, I'm a danger pig. Do what I like, I'm wearing a wig. I'm not wearing a wig, but I could. I could do whatever I wanted in here, because no one would know. Is there a webcam? If there's a webcam, then that's an issue. Let's have a look. Oh, yeah, I mean, on the door of the studio, it says no food or drinks allowed in this studio. Webcam in operation. All equipment is positively identifiable. I don't know what that means. What do you think that means? Email in and let me know what you think the phrase positively identifiable means. So those songs were in reverse order, classic radio order. They were Fire Engine by Darren Hanlon come on, Spotify, don't let me down. It's not telling me... Oh, flip me up. It's not telling me the name of the lady who bloody well sang it. Oh, come on. Come on, patriarchy. Let me give a woman some credit. I'd played four songs by fellas, and I played that because I knew it was a lady singing it, even though it was a man who wrote it. Classic. Classic in it. Anyway, oh, F me in the BH. What an effing nightmare. Anyway, before that was M.O.R. by Blur. Before that was Doing the Right Thing by David Byrne. I love that song because it's bonkers, you know, but bits of that song, I love it. And the first time I listened to it, I was like, oh, I don't know. But then I was like, yum, 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 yum. So maybe I'll play it again later. And then you can have in microcosm the experience that I've had, which is, let's face it, all any of you are dreaming of. And before that was Hanging with the Moon by Snapped Ankles. So there we go. Now, I've had a recommendation of an album, which, you know, I think it sounds pretty good. It's a concept album, and it's a story of an unknown elderly stargazer and her lifelong dream to leave her terraced South Yorkshire home in the mining town of Barnsley and see Cassiopeia for herself. It's performed by Analog Synthesizers and a traditional colliery brass band. Jeez Louise. I mean, it sounds like a trick. It's so potentially well aligned to my tastes. It's by Hannah Peel, and it's called Mary Cassio, Journey to Cassiopeia, but I've never heard it. So maybe I'll play a bit of that and have a listen to it. But also maybe I'll play Dancing is the Best Revenge by the people with the silly named 3! Oh, what a pack of spankers. I've never really listened to them because I've always been like, oh, come on, you absolute spankers. But I suppose everyone's just reinventing things, aren't they? Fair play to the spankers. Actually, I'll stick that on and then maybe something else. And I will put a bit of the Hannah Peel thing on at some point because I want to listen to it. And this is the only time I get in the day to listen to fresh jams because I've got my ear to a damson right now because during the rest of the day I'm too busy doing exercise and troubleshooting other people's projects. I'd absolutely love it if that was the... Oh, guys, I had 3 ice creams yesterday. Anyway, more of that later. 3 ice creams and a slush puppy. Uh-oh, and a pizza. I think that might be all of that story. Anyway, we'll find out later when I try and tell it. So this is Dancing is the Best Revenge. Let's have a see whether or not these spanners can make me foot tap. Come on in, spanners, get me foot tapping. Yeah, fair play, fair play. It is, it is tapping. I just don't want to talk over the end of it because I always think that's rude. You know when on lots of radio. They're like, oh, I'll fade it down and then I'll have a chat and I'll fade it up. I suppose it's fine, isn't it? But it does, I think it is, because basically any talking will sound cooler when there's sort of like a bit of music happening underneath it. You know, sort of like it's the equivalent of making like a cool entrance or a cool exit. And I'm not interested in being cool, guys. I'm interested in you hearing every last drop of the ditty. I'm not actually an expert in music, and I don't know if that's a phrase that professional musicians use. I want to give these guys every last drop of my ditty. I got to squeeze my ditty sponge into their ears. I got to soak my sponge in ditty. Then I got to squeeze the ditty out of my sponge and into their lugs. I guess that's how they all talk to each other. That last song was Running Up That Hill, open brackets, A Deal With God, close brackets, and that was by Kate Bush. Now that, I am certain, was the theme tune to a children's TV program that I watched when I was little. I'm not saying that's why she wrote it, but maybe it is, I don't know. I mean, it feels unlikely, but I don't know. I don't know either way, all right? So don't come to me for your facts. Come to me for your beets, for your jams, by which I mean beetroot and marmalade, and come to me for your laughs, by which I mean maybe three laughs every morning. Come to me for your wisdom. Hey, be kind to each other, yeah? Because everyone dies, okay? Come to me for quite simple directions to places that I've been to recently. And that is all you can come to me for. Oh, you can also come to me for the back announce of the last four songs. Of course you can. Hashtag professional. So before Kate Bush was cranking out the her celestial bargain, so to speak, it was Starlings by Elbow, and before that it was Let's Have a Problem by Cobra Killer. Cobra or Cobra? How do you say it? Just say it out loud now. Don't tell me how you say it. Just say it out loud now and say it both ways, Cobra and Cobra, and see which one feels right in your mouth. Okay? You're welcome. And before that was Dancing is the Best Revenge by 3 exclamation marks in a row, a.k.a. Packer Spankers. Well, it's up to you, huh? I mean, if we just put 3 exclamation marks, how do you pronounce it? I pronounce it Packer Spankers. You Packer Spankers, P-O-S. So I was going to say this about Starlings. I love that song. I think it's, oh, goodness, yes, please. And I remember a few years ago, I was quite taken with a woman. I was going to say, with a young woman, and then I thought that sounded creepier, so I dropped the young and just said woman, and that sounded, that sounded creepy. Maybe it's just an inherently creepy dynamic, but I'd like to hope not. Surely in these troubled times we can make space for a burgeoning affection. Oh, that sounds creepy too. Anyway, I played her that song, you know, in the way that you do when you're like, oh, I like this song. And if you like this song, it almost certainly means that we are destined for eternal happiness. Anyway, she said, you basically, like, because I was listening to a song and I was like, this is basically saying everything. This is saying it all. This is saying it all. I'm going to play this song and then she'll hear it all, but it won't come from me, but she'll get it. And then I played it and she was like, yeah, it sounds a bit like Peter Gabriel, which I don't think is invalid now looking back. But at the time I was like, huh, it feels like she is saying that My Love is from the 80s. And whilst groundbreaking at the time, is now slightly a figure of fun. Absolute nightmare. Anyway, I just thought I might play Sledgehammer, but I think I played it last week and I've got a no repeat guarantee for these 14 shows, which is, you know, it's having a diminutive effect on the quality of the jams, or at least my affection for all the jams that we're playing. But then, like, it's increasing the journey of discovery that we're all sharing. Oh, my God. Right, let's put some music on so I can have a think. Oh, I'll tell you about my ice creams. Shall I? How about this, right? I'll play a short song, then I'll tell you about my ice creams, and then I'll play a load more songs and have a cup of tea. Oh, yes, what a good plan. Now, have I got any short songs lined up? Well, not really, it turns out. Oh, you don't want to hear. Yes, here we go. I mean, it's the wedding present, and I played one of their songs earlier, but you can have two wedding present songs in the same show, can't you? Last time I checked. Oh, yes, please. I don't... Come on. What a song. Eugene. That's called Eugene by The Wedding Present. I had three ice creams yesterday. Okay. That's that story.
You said we should look out for...
of you.
Yes, good. That was John Grant. John Grant with Voodoo Doll. And before that, Big Time Sensuality by Bjork. And Bjork? Bjork, isn't it? Bjork. Sorry, guys. Say them both outside now. I don't mean outside, I mean out loud. You don't have to leave the house. Come back in, come back in. Of course, if you're not listening to this at 8:24... AM or local equivalent, then you're cheating. All right? You're cheating. You're cheating and you're going against my will. Now, is that what you want? Of course it's what you want, because you're classic noughties. You're classic noughties being like, well, that time doesn't work for me, so I'm going to drag it down off the net and have a listen. You people, and listen, I hate to be the one to say it, you people are absolute... unmitigated and horrible word to have to use. You are absolute, unmitigated. Oh, I'm stuttering on my insult of choice. Well, a lucky escape this time, but I think my feelings are clear. So that was Voodoo Doll by John Grant, then Big Time Sexuality. Oh, I said sex! Oh, no, no, no. Sensuality by Bjork. Oh, crumbs. Then it was Angry Man on a Small Train by Luke Haynes, which I'd not heard before and enjoyed. Then before that was Depressed and by Corny Barnett, which made me go all shivery. So let me tell you about these ice creams. Come on, guys. I've been teasing it for long enough. I'm a skilled broadcaster, and I understand that that's how you keep people hooked. You keep people lingering by the front door, going, I'd love to go to work and or school, but I have to hear about this guy's three ice cream in one day. But not just three ice creams. Three ice creams, a slush puppy, and a pizza, and a can of Dr. Pepper. The thing is that I'm riding my bike in here every day, so I seem to think that gives me impunity to eat whatever old shit I want. Sorry about the word shit there, guys, and indeed there, but I'm not sorry about this one. Shit, but I am actually sorry about it. Sorry. It's a very bad word. It's the worst word there is. Anyway, what happened was I did the radio show, then I went for some food, then I went home. I'm a storyteller. Primarily, I'm a teller of tales. Then I went home, then I sat in my garden next to my new wall, and I had a bottle of Orangina, a glass bottle. Thank you, had to use a bottle opener. It was like I was on my holidays. Then I had a nap. Then... then I played football, but on the way to football, I got myself a honeycomb magnum, and I ate that. Then we played three thirds at football to take into account the searing heat. It's the sort of thing that they're going to have to do in Qatar to make sure that not as many footballers are killed as people who were building the stadiums. And yes. I made that point really well. Yes, I'm a danger dog. I'm a danger dog shooting truth out my fingers. Pew, 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 pew. That's the sound of truth. Then in the second of our two breaks in football, I got a slush puppy. I got a pink slush puppy. I've not had a slush puppy for yonks, and it really cranked me. It really pumped me on sports-wise. And then after football, as I was walking to my car, I got a Twister. And I had a Twister. And then, on the way home, I drove past a pizza place and I thought, well, I'm going to get a pizza. So I got a pizza and I ate a pizza. And then I thought, I've got a can of Dr. Pepper left over in the fridge from when I had the builders in. I was trying to treat them right, like little angels. And so I drank that can of Dr. Pepper. Then I felt weird. Then I went and did a gig and did the gig. And then as I was driving home from the gig, I was like, I'm sleepy and I want a little treat before bed. So, I got a Solero. So, happy now? You can go about your day. You can go about your day safe in the knowledge that I did not really take care of myself yesterday, and I may be feeling what's the opposite of benefits? Anyway, that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling the opposite of benefits. I'm feeling the opposite of benefits right now, but I'm also perking up, so that's good. Let's have a bit of listen, I'm going to play this song from Peace. It's a piece, actually, from the album Everything Is Recorded, because I've been meaning to listen to it, and I tried listening to it in... I don't want to drop any names, guys, but I tried listening to this in Bristol. Uh-oh, looks like someone gets around. I tried listening to this in Rough Trade in Bristol on the listening post thing, where they give you headphones and a record player and you can listen to it. But the music they were playing in the shop was too loud and I couldn't tell if I liked this or not and I couldn't get into it. So I thought I'd bide my time until I was broadcasting to a handful of people, and that time is now. And this is close, but not quite. Also during this, I'm going to have a wee. So that was Pulp with Sorted for Ease and Whiz. A song about doing drugs at, I believe, raves and or music festivals. Which really speaks to me, actually, really speaks to me and my truth. And before that was the first track of the album that I talked about earlier, about the astronomer who wants to leave Barnsley and see Cassiopeia. That's called Goodbye Earth by Hannah Peel. And I think probably you like me, can imagine how that track would be a great introduction for the rest of the album. Whereas when listened to in isolation, just feels like someone's come in and set the table and now we're not getting dinner. You know what I mean? I guess that's what people mean when they say it's an album track. Is it? Is that what people mean when they say it's an album track, Steve? Yeah. Oh, sorry, I've got Steve with me today. Oh, I'd love that if I had secret people here. Steve and Claire. There's Steve over there with his trousers off. There's Claire over there filing an HR complaint. And before Goodbye Earth was great lengths. Oh, that's a tricky one, isn't it? Lengths. It's like clothes, because you've got to get your tongue right out for the TH and then straight back in for the S. Lengths. Great Lengths by Looksmiths. And before that was the track from the album Everything Is Recorded. I liked that a lot. That was called Close But Not Quite. And that album seems to be... something that has been produced, I don't really understand, but basically Richard Russell, I think it's him, and I don't really know what music producers do, but then I have no recourse to really reason. I don't think I used recourse correctly, but then you have little recourse to correct me. So nearly done, really. Now it's knocking on the door of nine. We've all had enough fun, haven't we? Yes, we have. Thank you. I found this, so I'll read you this. Hang on. Running Scared is a six-part British television children's drama serial produced by the BBC and transmitted on BBC One between 15th of January 1986 and 19th of February 1986, based on the Bernard Ashley novel and set in Forest Gate and other parts of East London, with the Woolwich Ferry featuring in a key scene. A gritty series, Running Scared, deals with a teenage girl, Paula Prescott, Julia Milbank, whose life is put at risk when she uncovers evidence that could put a local criminal gang leader, Charlie Elkin, played by Christopher Ellison, behind bars. The series is notable for its use of the then recently released Kate Bush single, Running Up That Hill, as its main theme tune. Okay? Yeah, that last bit's not part of that song. That was Let's Push Things Forward by The Streets. Now, the album that was on, original pirate material, so here's a fun story, actually. Back in, I guess it must have been 2002, or whenever that came out, I was going to Australia. Uh-oh, no big deal. And I was up late. Uh-oh, cool guy. And I was watching MTV. And there was the video for that song, which I believe was the first single off the album. And I was like, this is nice. I like this. Oh, I can feel my tastes expanding. Uh-oh. SpaghettiOs, and I went to what was then the only record shop in Crystal Palace, and has remained the only record shop until it closed down, where we now have no record shops. It was called Warrior CDs, and I went in, and I said, have you got the Streets album? And the man, I think it was a man, it's a long time ago, said, he said, no, it's not out until tomorrow. And I said, oh, right, but I'm going to Australia on like a 6 o'clock in the morning flight, so I won't be able to get it. And then he looked both ways and said, hang on a minute, and reached in under the counter and got me a copy, and he sold it to me a day early. So I basically got that album a day earlier than anyone else. So what I'm saying is, yet again, Daniel Kitson ahead of the curve. So that's largely it. I'm going to play this thing. I'm going to try and play some music to you from a video on the Pitchfork website, because when I tried to find out more information about Everything Is Recorded, I Googled it, and they were like, oh, if you want to understand this producer, you should listen to, you know, this. So this is... Bobby Womack and Damon Albarn performing Please Forgive My Heart. And that'll be the last one. All the best. Have a nice day. I'm going to try and stay awake through a 7-hour play. So, I don't know. I'll just have 3 ice creams, eh? That'll do it. All right. Bye. Oh, there's some titles on this video.
I remember Sly used to always say, Sly's song would always say, if you, the person I plant...
I've got a horrible feeling this is actually a documentary. Hang on.
And I find it...
Oh, hang on. Yeah, hang on. There's definitely music in it. Hang on. Here we go.